I would like to talk to you now about responsibility. We have awesome responsibility to take care of our culture, to protect our culture, and to make sure our culture is carried on from generation to generation. We always talk about the seventh generation. That's how far our responsibilities go. We must always maintain what we're talking about, what we're doing, the singing songs, the language. We must always think about the seventh generation, that we have to keep going seven generations down. This means naming ceremonies. And what is it? What are the responsibilities for a naming ceremony? You have to give tobacco, and you have to put on a feast for the naming ceremony. The same thing with the seasons, when the winter season comes, fall, in the spring, in the summer. We give tobacco for the changing of the seasons. And we do things during the season as well that we have to remember. There's songs that we have to sing, certain songs for naming ceremonies, certain songs for the seasons. Certain songs when we feed the water, when we feed the soil, when we feed the trees, and we have to also, there's even the dance itself, different songs for different dances. We have animal songs, chicken dance, and eagle dance, buffalo dance, deer dance. We have to know these songs. And so that's what responsibility is about. Eagle feather, the highest honor that you can give a young person or any person is to give them a feather for a great deed that they've done. And once you receive the eagle feather, you have to take care of it in such a way that it never falls, that it never touches the ground, that it is not used that way. You have to keep it in such a way that it is never neglected. And if you do neglect it, and if it falls from your regalia, they stop everything, and a elder will go retrieve the feather. So in all of these aspects, we know that we have responsibilities. And so this song that I'm going to sing is about responsibility. It was there was a time when all of the people were hungry because they were getting lazy, and there was no food, and the songs, the dances that they gathered for, they were very slow. But this young boy, he was about 12 years old. He came out and he was dancing the way he should dance to these songs. And he was the only one. And the medicine man saw him, and he started thinking about responsibility. So after that song was over, then the chiefs and the medicine men and the clan mothers, they started to speak about the responsibilities that we have. And the responsibilities go on every day.